This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Today, we share testimony from the Fellowship's Faces of Iron video series, spotlighting survivors of the horrific surprise attack launched inside Israel by Hamas on Simchat Torah, October 7th, 2023. This story is from Tamar, who never dreamed there'd be a day when they were refugees.
The day before October 7th, I came to my daughter's house in Kfar Aza to celebrate the Jewish holiday of Simchat Torah. I read from the Bible, the Book of Psalms, every day. It's God's Word, and I keep this book with me always. We woke up early on Saturday morning hearing the sirens. We didn't have time to take anything as we ran to the safe room. We could hear that the terrorists were inside our house, and we began praying. I was worried because I knew I didn't have my Psalms book with me, and then suddenly I saw it. I believe it's a miracle that the book was there. It was a sign from God, because just moments before we would have been killed, God answered our prayers, and soldiers came to rescue us.
Although I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil.
It's a miracle that I had this book of Psalms because I always sleep with it next to my bed. I never move it. I don't remember taking it, but God put it there because it's through these words that He redeemed us and kept us safe.
Do you believe angels exist? You should. Learn more about the role angels play in our daily lives in our complimentary resource on angels called God's Mysterious Messengers. More information is available at holylandradio.org.